We live in an era of unprecedented opportunity, yet most of us remain trapped by our evolutionary programming. For 500 generations, humans have been farmers, neurologically wired to repeat successful patterns. Once we find fertile ground, we instinctively cultivate it, creating rules and procedures to protect what works. This farming mindset served humanity well for millennia, but leaves us dangerously unprepared for today's rapid changes. Consider the contrasting tales of two entrepreneurs. Roy Raymond founded Victoria's Secret after experiencing discomfort buying lingerie for his wife. His concept, a lingerie shop where men could comfortably purchase gifts, initially thrived. Yet Raymond missed a crucial insight. Women buy most lingerie for themselves. When Leslie Wexner purchased the struggling business, he repositioned everything for female consumers, transforming it into a $6 billion mega brand while Raymond's next ventures failed. Now contrast this with Amancio Ortega, the reclusive billionaire behind Zara. Despite being one of the world's richest people, Ortega maintains a modest lifestyle, wearing the same blue outfit daily and eating in his company cafeteria. Zara revolutionized fashion retail through unprecedented speed, converting designs to store-ready products in just 14 days versus the industry's typical months-long timeline. Unlike farmers who protect established patterns, Ortega remains insatiable, constantly seeking improvement and new opportunities. The difference? Raymond fell into classic farmer traps: complacency with initial success, repetitive thinking, and overprotection of beliefs. Ortega embraced the hunter mindset, always hungry, always adapting. Success often triggers the very traps that hold us back. To thrive in today's rapidly changing world, we must understand both the farmer traps and their hunter instinct counterparts. The first trap is complacency, dangerous satisfaction with success. Smith Corona dismissed personal computers as a trend, while BlackBerry's security focus blinded it to consumer needs. Hunters counter this with insatiability, constantly seeking new opportunities, like Capital One's Richard Fairbank, who built an innovation machine through thousands of financial experiments. The second trap is repetition, relying on proven patterns. Blockbuster optimized its franchise model and repeatedly declined to buy Netflix, eventually declaring bankruptcy. The antidote is curiosity, questioning assumptions and exploring new territories, as Ron Finley did by transforming food deserts in South Central LA with urban gardens on city-owned strips. The third trap is protectiveness, defending existing success at innovation's expense. Kodak invented the digital camera in 1976, but buried it to protect their film business, declaring bankruptcy in 2012. Hunters practice destruction, willingly dismantling what works to make room for what's next. Chef Eric Repair removes popular menu items to avoid stagnation, believing a signature dish means your success is in the past. To find revolutionary ideas faster than competitors, you need to know where to hunt. Through analyzing over 250,000 innovations, Trend Hunter identified six major patterns of opportunity: convergence, divergence, cyclicality, redirection, reduction, and acceleration. Convergence creates winning businesses by combining multiple products, services, or trends. Kyla Gucha transformed her cancer treatment experience into cosmetic transformations, combining micropigmentation, prison tattooing techniques, and Renaissance painting methods to create restorative tattoos for medical patients. Divergence represents products designed to break from the mainstream. The Ugly Dolls empire began with David Horvath's cartoonish monster doodle that caught his crush's attention. When she created a handmade doll version, demand exploded. By rejecting mainstream distribution and celebrating imperfection, Ugly Dolls generated $100 million annually by opposing conventional beauty standards. Cyclicality leverages recurring opportunities in retro trends, nostalgia, and economic patterns. When Trend Hunter's algorithms detected luxury losing appeal in 2007, they published Bling Bling Boring months before the market collapsed. Sophia Amoruso's timing was perfect when she launched NastyGal.com in 2008. The economic downturn stigmatized luxury while elevating interest in vintage clothing, helping her become America's fastest-growing retailer. Redirection channels existing trends rather than fighting them. When Amsterdam faced canal urination problems, Waternet created Pache Pissen, a competitive urinal game transforming misbehavior into engagement. Similarly, De Beers redirected perception by transforming carbon stones into rare diamond symbols of eternal love. Reduction emphasizes simplicity and specialization. Jack Dorsey's passion for simplifying complex systems led to Twitter's 140-character format, and later to Square, a free smartphone card reader with no fees that processed $15 billion annually within 3 years. Acceleration dramatically enhances a critical feature, even risking customer alienation. Will Dean created Tough Mudder by taking obstacle racing to extreme levels. Despite skepticism, his first event drew 4,500 people paying over $100 each. Within 2 years, Tough Mudder became a 70 million company with over 1 million participants willing to endure electric shocks and ice baths. The key to discovering great business ideas is finding opportunity clusters, groups of products following similar patterns that signal deeper consumer needs. The energy drink market exemplifies this. Red Bull pioneered a new approach to caffeine delivery, followed 15 years later by Monster Energy and Rockstar, creating a category that major soda companies missed. To anticipate change, we must look beyond our own industry. Fashion serves as an early indicator of consumer trends due to its rapid pace. Around 2000, fashion featured consistent styles with large production runs. Today, divergence and personalization dominate, with fast fashion retailers offering thousands of items. Looking ahead, technology convergence will accelerate, bringing wearable tech and interactive shopping experiences. Technology leadership rotates approximately every decade. In the hard drive industry from 1980 to 1990, market leaders changed completely as drives evolved from 14-inch to 2.5-inch formats. Despite this clear trend toward miniaturization, industry leaders consistently failed to adapt. Now we're entering the age of wearable and embedded technologies, with bionic enhancements becoming reality. Retail has transformed from big box stores competing on selection and price to companies creating cultural experiences for niche customers, their defense against e-commerce. Simultaneously, internet and mobile technology have shifted media power from major broadcasters to individual content producers. Every company is becoming a publisher, with brands like Red Bull pioneering this transition by creating their own media houses rather than merely advertising. Companies typically adopt one of three attitudes toward change: confidence, desperation, or paranoia. Surprisingly, confidence often inhibits adaptation by suppressing urgency, while desperate companies innovate knowing the status quo won't save them. Even highly successful companies like Google maintain good paranoia, constantly experimenting and cannibalizing their own products. To fight success-bred complacency, remain curious, open to intentional destruction, and slightly paranoid. As Bill Gates observed, success is a lousy teacher. The hunter's path may be uncomfortable, but it leads to breakthrough innovation in a world of accelerating change. By awakening your inner hunter and recognizing patterns, you become better equipped to thrive amid constant change. Success begins with avoiding the three farmer traps and pivoting toward the six patterns of opportunity. Paying attention to patterns helps us find our way when feeling lost. The path forward requires curiosity, willingness to destroy, and insatiability. These hunter instincts, combined with the six opportunity patterns, provide a framework for finding better ideas faster. Ultimately, those most responsive to change, not the strongest or most intelligent, are the ones who survive.